There was a song years ago. I can't stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him. I can't stop talking about the man that I love. It's true though, isn't it? What we are in love with, we'll talk about and think about all the time. It just consumes us. It drives everything. Hopefully it isn't ourselves. I'm going to share something very personal. I'm sure I can trust you to keep the confidence. I'm obsessed. I mean, I have an obsession, an addiction. I'm addicted to Jesus. I'm obsessed with him. The Pantocrator. That title has captivated me and my imagination. I just can't stop thinking about it and telling anyone who will listen what it means at every available opportunity. It could get boring if you don't share my enthusiasm, but then I'm in love, so I can't stop talking about him, the Pantocrator. For me, it sums up everything that is the essence of his kingship, his majesty, his supremacy, his total other than I amness, if that's a word. You can find this one in the New Testament, in 2 Corinthians 6:18, and 9 times in the book in which his glory is revealed, Revelation, in Revelation 1:8, 4:8, 11:17, 15:3, 16:7, 16:14, 19:6, 19:15, and 21:22. Most often, it's translated Almighty. But the real word is Pantocrator. I must open it up so you can enjoy it too. It means all-powerful, the all-sustaining one. As a name or a title, it's a compound of several Old Testament names for God. Yahweh, Lord, the self-existent one who's always actively present in his creation, who is also, and this one's my personal favourite, the Lord of Sabaoth, the warrior king or the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies of heaven. How about that? Our coming king. He's not coming again as a baby in a manger, but as a mighty conqueror, a warrior. Put these names together with the Old Testament name of El Shaddai. We translate it Almighty God, which means the breasted one, the nurturer, sustainer and upholder of his creation. And you get that Greek word, Pantocrator, the most powerful. And this name of Jesus introduces us to the all-powerful one, the person, his majesty, El Supremo, the one who sustains, upholds, nourishes, feeds, watches over and protects his creation. Did you ever doubt it? But there's more. God the Father delights to bring all things unto him, under him, and we, as his people, are lovingly and intentionally placed in an assigned position in him. This gives us a standing unequalled in history. We are a chosen race, a people who are distinguished with royalty, a beloved nation appointed in the earth to bear his name. We are Christians, Christ ones. As such, we have an elevated status, a position and a divine connection that provides us with outrageous favour with God. Thinking about all this, I'm consumed by his majesty, captivated by his beauty, disarmed by his kindness, amazed by where he's placed me and keeps me by his power. I'm obsessed with him. He's my first thought on waking and my last thought at night. He is my magnificent obsession. Do you have one? Is it as magnificent as this? I'm absolutely happy to share mine because there's no sibling rivalry here, you know.